time, every week at this time, we go to the King of Pain. He's Braxton Payne. We talk to him about what's trending in the world. And Braxton, I would imagine the ice was trending in your world this morning.
Yes, that ice storm was something. Going out to take out the trash today. Took a nice little slip, and the dog was all over the ice trying to navigate to use the restroom. It was quite entertaining.
Had you experienced that before?
Yeah. So I think I remember one time when I was in high school is there was a huge ice storm, and we got caught in like Warrington at like a friend's house, and we couldn't leave there for like 2 days because all those side roads were so bad that we couldn't go anywhere. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, what were you guys doing out there?
Got to be a book in there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, probably book club or something like that. Yeah. Definitely. That's what we were doing. Prayer group.
What's trending out there, big boy?
Yeah, so it was obviously the big stuff that happened yesterday with some of the football and Taylor Swift and Jason Kelce in the booth, and that seems to be getting a lot of play. It's all over my social media. I'm sure it's all over your guys's as well. But I feel like I love Taylor Swift. We all know this. I'm a Swiftie. I went to her concert. I think Jason Kelce is a fun guy. But I feel like they just got as much camera time last night as the players on the field.
Okay, but let me ask you guys this, because there gets a lot of camera time. But the hatred of everybody seems to be directed at her.
No.
And what is she doing besides showing up to watch her boyfriend play?
Exactly.
You know,
Was it just me, or did he not flash the heart signal with his hands after he caught the touchdown pass?
Well, now that would have been him. He did do that.
He did, and he was doing it to Tay-Tay up there.
Yeah, he was doing it to Taylor.
Clearly.
I think the guy digs her.
They're in love. Well, I think it's safe to say Tay-Tay and Travi are in love.
Huh.
And I think we're looking at a wedding sometime in June.
I did not know they've given them the name Tay-Tay and Travi.
Well, that was me.
Oh.
That's what they call each other, though. You know they do.
It's like TMZ.
Tay-Tay, why don't you come over to my place? And she says, well, you've only got a $6 million place. Let's go to my place.
you leave pizza wrappers around.
Yeah. Look at his brother running around Travi. With no clothes on out there.
Hey, and he got – everybody fell in love with him last night. I like him. That was kind of cool to watch him
He's retired
celebrate.
Now, right?
No, that's what they – I don't think he is retired.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
I think what I heard is that he's still on his podcast with his brother Travis. That after the Eagles lost, he said, he some people had leaked some stuff that he said in the locker room, but he wasn't quite sure whether or not he was going to retire yet. So I think that's still up in the air. I mean, he's had 13 great seasons.
How old is that guy, Brax?
Oh, gosh. I would think in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Did you see him with his shirt off last night?
I think he's 36.
You had to kind of admire that because that's a world-class athlete with a belly.
I thought it was me there for a minute.
I'm with you. I mean, anytime I see these, I love it when you see like a golfer who's overweight and he's winning a tournament because I'm like, that is a world-class athlete winning a sport. I could be a world-class athlete.
You are, Michael.
With our physique, we could do it.
I know it.
Colin Montgomery. I mean, give me a break.
I know it. What else is trending out there,
Jason Kelce? Although I couldn't get in there and push on them.
No, it would last for like one play. Yeah. What else is trending out there?
Well, I was pretty excited to hear this weekend that Dolly Parton's going to be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Really?
She's going to
cowboy outfit again.
Michael, she's like 78 years old.
Did you see her in her Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit?
Yeah. I mean, she's a little old for me.
She's 70?
She's in her 70s. She's
I'm looking
70.
For a wealthy lady like that to
she's
spend
married.
Some time with. Oh, she is?
Yeah. Hmm. Got her husband,
yeah,
Mr.
And so, like,
Parton out there. 78?
78.
Go ahead, Brax.
I was thinking, too, so I'm excited for, the halftime show is going to be Usher this year, and he has, a wide range of R&B and hip-hop hits.
He does?
But I was looking through, I was reading a story about Usher and kind of what he's going to plan to do and reading about old Super Bowl acts. Is there any ones that stick out to you guys as your all-time favorite?
Yeah, there's two.
Okay.
The two greatest Super Bowl acts of all time. Number one, Prince, and number two, Michael Jackson. I rest my case. Anybody else want to talk?
Well, that one was really good. They had the what-you-call-ems out there.
Huh?
Didn't they have the Bruce Springsteen and the
Spruce did it? U2 did it. I'm the biggest U2 fan in the world, but I'm telling you, Prince's halftime. And Braxton, do you remember Prince's halftime? It literally rained in the middle of that halftime, and he was out there strumming that guitar during Purple Rain. Do you remember?
That's so cool. I don't know if I was. When was this? I was probably not born.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah. So I wasn't quite born yet, but I have seen that, and I have seen the Michael Jackson one because they were on this news story I was reading. You could watch some of the old YouTube clips, and definitely two of my favorites. I thought U2 was really good. I liked, I think Beyonce did it one year.
Heck yeah.
I like when they have like a variety of music.
I thought you had that, Bruno Mars guy that did it.
Bruno Mars is good. Snoop Dogg was good.
Snoop
I gotta tell you, I don't know. Somebody told me one of the songs that I on the clubs with the homies, right? Isn't that his song?
Who would possibly know? Based on that rendition, who would possibly know?
I'm trying to think of what Usher, because we were watching football at my
house.
He's on that show.
Does
anybody know Usher's song?
He's on that show, right, where they turn their chairs around.
The Voice.
And but has he done anything in the last 20 years? I've never heard of him. I mean, I've heard of him because he's on that show where they turn their chairs around. But does he have any hit songs, Braxton?
Not currently. So he produces some songs. He'll play some of his old hits. I mean, he had some top hits in the late 90s, early 2000s. Huh. So they definitely did that.
He'll bring Taylor out with him. If Kansas City makes it, maybe Taylor goes out there and sings a song with him. You think?
Where is the Super Bowl this year? Is it
Las Vegas, baby? Viva!
Wow,
yeah,
that would be something.
Going to Las Vegas?
Well, no. Taylor Tay-Tay out there on the stage singing her big hits.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen because they've asked her to do the
She's
Super
got
Bowl.
Some
she
big hits,
do it.
Doesn't she?
Huh?
She's got some big hits.
We're done with you. I can't believe you just even asked that question.
Well, she has to. She's really popular.
The whole world is very conscious of Taylor Swift.
I'm going to. Next hour, I got some music education for you, Kelly.
Hey, Braxton, how's that baby of yours?
Baby's good, but I do have an update from the weekend that I think is very important. Also, probably the second biggest thing in sports that came out of St. Louis, the Fompon men's alumni team beat the regular Fompon team in five sets on Friday night, and I think that was pretty big news. I'm surprised it wasn't on the front page of the paper.
Doesn't speak well for the current roster.
Yeah, that's number one. Congratulations to those old men out there beating up on them kids. And number two, you better get over there and if you're a coach of that school and get on those kids because they can't be losing old men.
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, that's like Kamala Harris playing one-on-one with Joe Biden and losing.
That's a visual I'll never get out of my
head. I'm thinking that, after that, it's a little wake-up call for the rest of the season. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So
I
think the kids will be running tonight. They're actually at practice right now.
Use it for motivation out there, Coach Braxton
Payne. Exactly.
And he is our great contributor here on Hancock and Kelly with what's trending, as he is every Monday when we're here, he's here, and we love him. Braxton Payne, thank you so much. Have yourself a good week.
Guess who's up next, John Hancock?
Who's that?
The NFL Insider.
Oh, yes. Big news in the NFL yesterday and Saturday, and we'll catch up with our insider after this on KMOX.